Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Halloween is coming. Very spooky, spooky holiday. I love Halloween. I think I love it because there's so much chocolate, although it's not on sale by any means. Do you guys see how expensive the chocolate is now? This is getting kind of ridiculous. Just because it's Halloween, every time there's a holiday, everything goes up. Nothing on sale. But anyway, I just love it because all the goblins and everybody getting dressed up and people, you know, trick or drinking, and although be careful with that. Unfortunately, in the next few days, I got to talk about some of the dangers and the concerns we got to watch out for. Apparently, Halloween is the number one night for child fatalities due to car accidents. But, interesting, a psychologist is saying that based on what we wear and how we choose to go about on Halloween tells a lot about our inner self. According to Dr. Scott B., psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, I don't think he's going as a B, said our real personalities can shine through when we dress up. He says, as human beings, we're often inhibited if people can recognize us or know who you are. If we put on a mask or an outfit, all of a sudden we could be somebody else, and the range of our behavior gets to expand, and we have a little bit more fun. Okay, meaning, when I tried to be last year, sexy French maid. All right. He's saying, I want to be a hoe. No. It's not that. I guess, you know, it was the only outfit that fit and my legs were shaved. So I wanted to, you know, get the most out of that, out of my money for that one. But, you know, maybe it's because I don't feel like I could kind of walk around looking sexy. And, you know, Halloween gave me a chance to do that. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so they say scary characters like frightening clowns or monsters give people a chance to safely express their dark side without feeling guilty or embarrassed. Okay, monsters. You know, my kids always like to be the most bloodied up monsters. I got a little nervous about their psyche with that one. If you dress up like comic books or cartoon characters, Dr. B said that represents a playful attitude, even for people that have a serious nature. Okay, so let's say you're going to a work Halloween party, and everybody thinks you're the stick up the butt, you know, coworker. You could dress up as Iron Man or Aquaman or Shazam or whatever, and everybody's going to think you're kind of cool. See what I mean? Okay, so it gives you kind of a chance to have a second chance. They said make sure it's something you have fun wearing. Now this is very, very interesting, okay? Oh, hold on a second. Sexy characters. Let me see. What about sexy characters? Oh, it just means we're slutty. Okay. Basically, a lot of us, when we try to get into these costumes, have you guys ever worn the plastic vinyl, whatever the heck it's made of, fish line, I don't know what it is. You sweat, it's uncomfortable, it itches, it causes rashes. I don't get it. And he says, be comfortable. For my outfit, I'm going to be wearing a lot of Spanx and a lot of corsets, so I'm not going to breathe for most of the night. But you see, we're going to a Halloween party. I don't trick-or-treat like that. Trick-or-treating, I walk around with the other moms in sweats and a hoodie and, I don't know, just, you know, kind of tired and in tennis shoes. But for a Halloween party, that's where I got it decked out. He said, we only let out about 20% of our real personality usually in the workplace. So we really hide about 80% of it. It's very interesting. All right, so 20%. So my personality on air, that's only 20% of me. Can you imagine if I let out 100%? All right, your radios would explode. So anyway, that's 20%. Anyway, when you're being a parent, you have to conform to a certain set of standards, but on Halloween, we get to be all crazy. How much do we spend on Halloween? $7.4 billion on Halloween costumes, decoration, and candy. Don't say it's ridiculous. Don't say it's ridiculous, because here's the thing. This is the stuff that drives the economy. All right? I mean, you know, Halloween, you can't just every day just go about your normal thing. You have to have these little, you know, outlets, and Halloween is a huge outlet. Football, for me, great outlet. Wow, that Bronco game was a damn good game. Cowboys are doing good. So, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't understand why people are spending money on football. I don't understand why they're making a big deal about football. Well, football's huge. Football's huge, and let it be huge. Let football be
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have asked me, how did it work with Adam and Eve meeting up and hooking up? And, you know, because the serpent was kind of in the way, so obviously they didn't have a lot of privacy. And then, you know, how did that work? Yes, many of you have asked me. I have proof that many of you have asked me. Well, I can't answer it, but some scientists think they have discovered who actually were the first animals to have sex. And they say it was fish, and more specifically, Scottish fish. The fish were named Microbrachius dicky. Sorry. It's the first known animals to stop reproducing by spawning and instead mate by having sex. The microbrachius dicky were about eight centimeters long. They lived in ancient lakes about 385 million years ago in what is now called Scotland. Okay? They had odd L-shaped male phalluses. And it was basically the male fish genitalia was L-shaped. He had large bony claspers. These are grooves that they use to transfer sperm into the female. You know how a lot of animals mate? There's these thorny, spiky claspers that have to embed into the female so she holds still. So these animals can transfer their sperm. I feel sorry for the ladies, but I guess that's just, you know, what has to be in nature. They were about 8 centimeters long. Oh, not the phalluses, the bony fish. M. dicky, they call it microbrachius, you know, genus and species, just initial. So M. dicky, they said, had odd L-shaped male genitals. The female fish had a small bony structure at their rear that locked the male organ into place, kind of like Legos. They say constrained by their anatomy, the fish had to mate side by side. You see what I mean? Side by side. That's where the song came from. They say they couldn't have done it in a missionary position, according to Dr. Professor Long. Hence, I would have been extinct. They said the very first act of copulation was done sideways, square dance style. Have you guys ever had any sort of relation square dance style? I guess what it is you know how you guys have to, you guys remember square dancing where a partner was on the inside of the circle and then somebody was on the outside of the circle? So what you guys did would held hands and you shuffled side by side and you held hands. That kind of way is how they had sex. Very, very nice. He added that the fish were able to stay in position with the help of their small-like fins. See, you guys think it's difficult sometimes to kind of, you know, have sex on a waterbed. Imagine being in the middle of an ocean. And, you know, you're sitting there in the waves and you're moving. I mean, no wonder they had to have bones and clasping and drills and nuts and bolts and washers and all that other stuff. Okay, anyway, I know this is pretty exciting. Let me see. The little arms were very useful to link the male and the female genitalia together so the male can get his large L-shaped sexual organ into position to dock with the female's genital plates, which are very rough like cheese graters. You can't make this stuff up. He says they act like Velcro, locking the male organ into position to transfer the sperm. Surprisingly, if you're not surprised already, the researchers think this first attempt to reproduce internally was not around for long. They do not think Adam and Eve did square dance, L-shaped style stuff. As the fish evolved, they reverted back to spawning. Boy, I'm looking at the diagrams of how these fish, they don't even look like they're enjoying it. They reverted back to spawning in which eggs and sperm to fertilize them are released into the water by females and male creatures respectively. It took another few million years for copulation to make a comeback, reappearing in ancestors of sharks and rays, and then the 1960s with humans. Commenting on the research, Dr. Matt Friedman is weighing in on this. Woo! Good. He's from the University of Oxford. He says the placoderm group, which includes Microbrachius dicky, is a well-known group. The fossils are pretty common, and it's not as if this one was found in some far-off exotic part of the world. It was in Scotland. Now, why Scotland? Okay, I don't know, but remember, in Scotland, they really dig the whole kilt thing. And you're not supposed to wear any underwear under the kilts. So maybe that's where they got this whole kilt thing. It's a lot easier for a man to have sex wearing a kilt than to be in trousers, right? So there's an argument that the Scottish know how to have sex the easiest. Remember, a lot of times the females, they may be turned on, but they could get turned off pretty quickly. So you don't have a lot of time. If you're sitting there trying to unbutton the trousers or, I don't know, the overalls or whatever they used to wear back in the olden days, by then she could be like, you know what, I'm done. That's it. I'm already done. I'm not into this anymore. So a man has to act very quickly. And so I'm wondering if that's why the kilt came out, because of these microbrachius dicky fish. I don't know. Just a guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. They say many American women are using unapproved custom compounded hormones for menopause. 1.4 million women are taking these custom compounded bioidenticals. My patients love the bioidenticals. I don't prescribe them, the gynecologists do, but they love them. So the custom compounded bioidentical hormone therapy are known as CBHT for menopause symptoms, but many of them are not FDA approved. This is according to late breaking research presented at the North American Menopause Society annual meeting. Have you guys ever been to the North American Menopause Society annual meeting? No. The air conditioning is on really, really low, all right? There's lots of chocolate around, and it's not a very friendly atmosphere from what I understand, but that's okay. I tell you, man, I am not liking my perimenopause at all. So apparently they are concerned that many women don't realize that a lot of what they're taking is not FDA approved. Some of us don't give a damn if the FDA approves it. Some of us do. They say even though there are times when a woman might need custom compounding because she might be sensitive to an approved drug's ingredients, we think that it's important to educate women about the risks and that they are not FDA approved. Now, this is according to Joanne Pinkton from the University of Virginia, Charlottesville. She's the one that led the study. Okay, so they did a lot of surveys, and they figured out that, let me see here, This is kind of boring, so I'm trying to get to the interesting stuff. I know you guys want me to go back to the L-shaped genitalia. I don't know how that worked with the fish. L-shaped. I don't even know where the leg of the L would have been. Is the L the early part and then the long part or the spine of the L the phallus, or was the 90-degree angle L-shaped end of the, I don't really know. I don't even want to think about it. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the menopause study. This is exciting. 5% of the respondents were current menopause hormone replacement therapy. So they say 3.6 million women are using these hormones a year. They say when you multiply the 3.6 million, my listeners love the math. Multiply 3.6 million by the average number of drugs current MHT users are using means 57 million prescriptions of these hormones may be filled annually. Now you know why you guys have got to go to this menopausal society annual meeting, because this is where you get this stuff. Okay, no, we're not done. What they did, they multiplied the 3.6 million. Then they subtracted the 36 million FDA-approved filled from the estimated 57 million. So 57 million minus 36 million comes to 21 million. Guys, come on. This is medical news. We don't have anything on Ebola, thank God. Yeah, I'll update you guys on Ebola. But let's finish this menopause study. Apparently, these were Harris survey. Have you guys ever done a Harris survey? I've done. You get paid for them sometimes. All right, so anyway, they're the ones that did it. 33/4 of the Harris completers didn't know whether their bioidentical hormone therapies were compounded. Okay, everybody, just find out what you're doing and get a clue. That's all I can say. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so right now they are saying we have some good news with Ebola. We have two countries, African countries, free of Ebola, and the monitoring period for 43 people who came into contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during the 21-day monitoring period, which coincides with the 21-day incubation period. They say more are going to be cleared later today for others will complete their 21-day monitoring period soon. We are getting reports that I'm wondering if it's the we're getting reports that they're saying that incubation period maybe should be longer than 21 days, because we talked about this last week where it was based on a 1976 sample size of about 109 people, and that might not have been enough. But right now, for 21 days, no symptoms, and we're noticing that people that do get Ebola, it's usually early. You know, we don't want to miss the one. So I understand them still sticking to the 21 days. Right now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins is calling on all Texans to welcome these people back into the community after being in isolation for 3 emotional weeks, okay? So when these people come out of their isolation and they come out, be nice. No, no, be nice. When they come out, say hi, ask how they're doing. You shouldn't be afraid of them. You shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, get out of here. You shouldn't fire them from the workplace, you know, just everybody kind of, you know, be cool. The judge asked the community to show compassion for the people who came into contact with Mr. Duncan, particularly 5 children who are returning to school. You know, you have to admit, that has got to be a psychological stigma. Number one, you lose somebody you love to Ebola. May Thomas Duncan rest in peace. Number two is, all right, you have to be locked in a quarantine. And then you go back to school, and you're worried that kids are going to call you the Ebola kid when you really had nothing to do with it. All right, so I agree with that. Let everybody feel, you know, safe, et cetera. What's going to be interesting is we're going to see a huge OCD type of behavior. What you guys used to make fun of at OCD, I kind of championed in terms of not touching each other's bodily fluids and sharing cups and glasses and forks and knives and kisses and tongue and all that other stuff. I think we're going to start seeing people be a little bit more careful when it comes to communicable diseases. Okay, good. So everybody hopefully is going back and nice. Let me just see what else we have on the Ebola front. Right now they say fears are beginning to ease. People are starting to relax a little bit. They think it was only the 2 nurses. The Carnival cruise. Remember there was a Carnival cruise that had to not go to Belize? I believe they have returned back to Galveston, Texas from a 7-day trip. The healthcare worker tested negative for Ebola. So the passengers are kind of upset because they didn't get to hit Cozumel, Mexico. I wonder if they get their money back or if they just get a, I wonder if they just get like a voucher. So, you know, I know, you know, people are hoping that this is the end. I'm hoping it is too. It isn't the end by any means, but I'm hoping we could, I don't want to use the word relax, but not be as freaked out or hyped. If they are starting to contain it within the countries in West Africa, I am going to be extremely excited about that. Nigeria has been declared Ebola free, and Senegal has also said that they are Ebola free. Ebola, unfortunately, is still spreading rapidly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Thus far, 4,500 people have already died in West Africa, 1 here in America. So we'll keep you guys posted. I know many of you guys are excited because we got the Ebola czar, Ron Klain, who is, I guess, a finance attorney and the former chief of staff to Gore and Biden, is the Ebola czar. He is the one, and they say it's because he has, I'm not sure why. I'm not really sure, but apparently they said he's a tough guy and he's a coordinator. So he'll be very, very good when it comes to coordination. All right. Yeah. Doctors Without Borders, a worker has recovered. Apparently a worker from the international organization Doctors Without Borders said that the staffer in Norway who contracted Ebola is now free of the virus and has been discharged. So we're excited about that. We talked about in terms of sex, no sex, they say, if you've had Ebola for at least 3 months. And once they say you're cleared, there was a question I was asked Friday evening on Fox 5 News. If these people being released from quarantine, are they being actually tested for Ebola? Or are the ones being watched just being watched for fevers? Now, we don't know. I'm under the impression they are not testing everybody for Ebola. The ones that had maybe direct contact they have, but I don't know if everybody, like friends, family, etc., if they're actually doing test kits on everybody, because it sounds like in the media when they say somebody tested negative for Ebola, that to me means they had the actual blood test being done. If they say the waiting period of watching is over, that to me doesn't sound like somebody actually did a blood test on them. So, like I said, we'll keep you posted as we go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news here. Apparently, in the 2014 Beijing Marathon, there were no public urination incidents. So I'm sure you guys are really, really glad to hear that. No runners were reported to have yesterday urinated in public during this year's Beijing International Marathon. Apparently, last year there were these photos circulating the web where participants were urinating against the wall. So, apparently, runners had been told that they would be disqualified. That makes sense. Punished if they did pee pee, you know, in front of everybody. Guardrails were set up to separate the racing track from the outside wall so you couldn't go pee pee. Many volunteers and staff were sent to prevent runners from stepping across the guardrails to urinate. Many new temporary toilets were installed. In addition to the public toilets being available, many of them were able to wear catheters. No. They had 900 restrooms for the event. Yeah, you see that? I wondered about that. I've never been to a marathon, so I wonder how that works if you have to pee. See, I would think for the couple hours you were running, you wouldn't have to pee, but I guess for some people they do because they're hydrating. The kidneys are a little bit stressed, so. You know, if you have to stop and wait in line, how do you win the race? Right? Because a marathon, there's still a race. I don't know. I've never been in a marathon, and I want to be. So basically, you have the winner, right? Like somebody tries to win, but a lot of people, they want to finish. So they don't mind if they're not first, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. See, for me, if I was going to be in a race, I want to win it. And I know that's a real bad thing, but I'm just very competitive. And so, you know, I would walk. If I didn't think I was winning, I would probably walk. But you need a good time. So let's say you have to go to the bathroom and there's all these porta potties on the side of the road. And then you stop to go to the porta potty, but nobody's letting you in because there's a line. That would frustrate me. So what I think they need to do for marathons, and I'm not trying to run for political office with this very daring statement, but I think the runners should have potties that other people can't use so that they get to go potty quick. Now, if some of you go, Dahlia, they already have that, then I need to visit marathons more often. Thing is, I think I would rather go to the marathon and watch some of these people pee on the side of the road. That kind of looks funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, look, I'm coming up on break. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys saw this headline today. Drinking sugary sodas. Remember we talked about last week where if you did cocaine, if you did, methadone or heroin or whatever, how it would shave off part of your life. Well, now we have a study here saying drinking sugary sodas can take off an average of 4.6 years of your life. Now, you know, when you look at that, you're like, okay, so wait a second. So, okay, if I'm going to be 94 and a half, I'll live till I'm 90. Right? Don't interpret it that way. Interpret it as whatever you were going to live, knock off 4.6 years. This was a study published in the American Journal of Public Health. They think it speeds up our body's aging process. As you age, we got these little telomeres. Remember we talked about the ends of the chromosomes, which are kind of like shoelaces, you know, that little plastic thing around the end of the shoelaces. Okay, those are your telomeres. And as those shrink, you age. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, have analyzed stored DNA from more than 5,300 healthy Americans at the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey for some 14 years. Started 14 years ago. They discovered that those who drank more soda pop tended to have shorter telomeres. The shorter the telomere, the harder it is for the cell to regenerate, so the body ages. You guys get that? Okay, good. So, we may drink soda. Maybe we're not gaining weight. Maybe we're not having issues. Because usually soda pop, even the diet soda, will make you gain weight. We talked about how that happens. You know, your body thinks food is coming, something sugary and sweet. Your mouth is noticing it, tells the brain. The brain gets everybody in gear. All of a sudden, there's no real sugar or real food coming. So your metabolism slows because they're like, wait a second, we're getting fake food. Nobody use up your stores. That's how I believe diet sodas make you gain weight. Because it slows down metabolism. But in addition to putting you at risk for diabetes, you're not drinking water, etc., they think it's actually affecting the chromosomes themselves. According to the researcher, drinking a 20-ounce soda pop every day, again, is linked to 4.6 years... Wait a second, of additional aging. Oh, meaning 4.6 years off your life. You get the same effect of smoking, they say. 21% of the sample said they drank at least that much soda per day. Okay, but does that mean if you drink soda, you're going to die early? No, they just noticed that people that drank soda seem to probably have 4.6 years. I don't know. They said the extremely high dose of sugar that we put in our body within seconds by drinking sugared beverages is uniquely toxic to our metabolism. No link between cell aging and drinking diet sodas or fruit juices. So we're just talking regular soda pop, not diet. Even though, like I said, diet soda, I think, makes you gain weight. We've had studies that have explained that. So, many people, I guess, 14 years ago were drinking a lot of soda. Now we're starting to see less people drink soda. A lot more like diet type of, like Crystal Light. There's this new diet drink. I don't want to say diet. They're called ice, I think. There's a variety of flavors. It looks like bottled water, but it tastes really damn good. So you have all those. Okay, now, your telomeres are going to shorten. I'm not, you know, don't think you're going to live forever just because you don't drink soda pop. But that was one of our medical news stories. Kate Middleton's baby, they say, is scheduled for April 2015. For those of you that just love everything about the royals, the Duchess has been having issues with the hyperemesis gravidarum again. A lot of morning sickness. I don't know if they've called it the hyper. If she had it, I had said that's what she had a long time ago with the first baby, and then they revealed she was hospitalized for that. They're saying that she's being affected by that again, but she is getting better. The first one is a baby George, gorgeous kid. So, good for them. So, anyway, hopefully she's getting better and, baby is going to be an April baby, around our tax season. You notice we really don't have a lot of January babies because that means we have, you know, that would mean 9 months prior, people are having sex around tax season. Nobody has sex around tax season. It's very, very scary. So that's why you don't see a lot of January babies. Okay, next. Okay, so we talked about that. This is interesting. Okay, here we go. reading glasses worn inside of your eyes. This is very, very interesting. It's called the camera inlay. Developed here in the United States, it measures 3.8 millimeters in diameter and has 1.6 millimeter hole in the center. And, excuse me, this implant could be an alternative to you wearing reading glasses. This is very, very interesting and very, very cool. You slice the eye open, they say, and insert a tiny lens under the cornea. Now, the cornea is that clear cover of the eyeball that when you scratch it, it really, really hurts and it gets infected. It's very, very sensitive. That's the cornea. So they have to put this under the cornea. Your LASIK is when they manipulate the cornea by shaving realigning and et cetera. All right, so anyway, they say the majority of patients after this operation were able to read a newspaper without the aid of reading glasses, and the inlay did not disturb far-distance vision. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't read a newspaper. I'm on the Internet, and I could just up the font. You're right. Now, presbyopia, this is the term, remember this for our pop quiz. It affects about 1 million people worldwide, usually over the age of 40, and that is when our cornea becomes less flexible, so you have trouble seeing up close. This is why we need cheaters or reading glasses, and it really, really blows. All right. Right now, the FDA is renewing it and seeing if it'll work. I'm looking at how they do it. Basically, you just slice a little part of the top and you slide this lens underneath the cornea. Pretty cool. And the local anesthetic drops are placed on the patient, so it's not like you have to be put under. The clinicians in the U.S., Europe, and Asia have studied the effect of these lenses in 507 patients with the presbyopia between the age of 40 and 60. Yeah, I am over 40. I know it doesn't sound it, but I is. They checked up on the patients over 3 years and found that in 83% of them, the camera lens gave them 20/40 vision or better. Now, it's not a camera. What they do is they call it KAMRA. The patient gained 2.9 lines on a reading chart. So, you know, you got the E, and then I think you have the FOZ, or is it TOZ? I forget. Okay, so basically 2.9 lines on the reading chart. I know it's in whole numbers, but they give you decimals. Okay, so past attempts have failed. This is pretty cool. All right, and then there's a raindrop implant. It's called Raindrop. That's awaiting for the FDA, where it's implanted underneath the cornea to correct the vision. That takes about 10 minutes. That's interesting. Anesthetic drops are placed. You're conscious the whole time. They stick the implant under the cornea, and then you go. I think the procedure is about $5,000, similar to LASIK. But, you know, again, for me, I would just say, you know, wait. Okay, let's see what happens. Let's see if there's any, you know, side effects reported. I would suggest that, you know, with anything new, don't always be the first one to get it done. But I got to tell you, I would consider this because I really hate trying to find my reading glasses. It's a disability. When you can't, presbyopia, it's still a disability. You know, for you not to be able to function without the aid of something, it's a disability. King Tut. This is very interesting. 2,000 computer scans did a virtual autopsy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And genetic analysis of King Tut's family showed his parents were brother and sister. They said he had a club foot. That's interesting. Buck teeth and girlish hips. He was still, though, the big catch of the time. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.